is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. Want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for another Adventure in Odyssey.
What is the fastest land animal?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look under my mattress.
Polar bears.
The blue whale.
Camels?
Is there a such thing as a tiny camel?
He needs a nap, Mr. Whittaker.
What?
It's all a bunch of baloney. That's rude.
But crazy. Church Express. Oh, hey there, Chuck.
Hi, Odin.
Morning, Pam.
Hi, Odin.
You guys look real spiffy for church.
Thanks.
Okay, is that everybody?
Wait,
it's
me. Open the door.
Brady?
Ooh, I made it. Got room for one left?
Well, sure. Grab a seat.
All right.
Wow, I didn't know you were coming to church. This is great.
Well, don't get too excited. I'm only coming because of my mom.
Oh, is she coming to church too?
No. My mom doesn't believe in God and has to iron.
Oh, it's punishment?
Huh?
Huh?
Anyway, she does laundry for people on Sundays. And last Sunday, I spilled juice on Mr. Fenton's bike, so...
So your mom is sending you to church to keep you out of the way while she does the laundry?
Yeah.
Oh, I know how you feel, buddy. I hate laundry, too.
Okay, does everyone have this week's memory verse?
Yes.
All right, then break into your small groups and start memorizing.
You want to be in our group, Brady?
Do I have to do anything?
Just memorize the verse.
Matthew 19:24. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
That wasn't the verse Mr. Whittaker gave us.
I know, but I've already memorized this week's. I'm about a month ahead of the class.
She's about a month ahead of the world.
I'd rather do this week's first.
Why?
Because that one's crazy. A camel can't go through the eye of a needle.
That's the point.
What is?
Well, the verse is saying that rich people can't get into heaven. I guess.
Why not?
Maybe because they try to buy their way in.
I never knew church people believe that.
I didn't either.
I guess it doesn't really matter if you don't know any rich people, which I don't.
All right, everyone, it's time for the service, so you can go now. Oh, on your way out, I have a special surprise for all of you. It's a permission slip.
Oh, where are we going?
I'll give you a hint. There's a lot of water involved.
The bathroom?
Nice try, Marvin, but that would only require a hall pass, not a permission slip.
Oh.
Then where?
We're going to Waterworld.
Yes!
Nice!
I love Waterworld. Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
You're welcome, Samantha.
Is this for free?
Yep, that's right. I'm taking care of everything.
Wow, thanks.
Well, goodbye, Grady. Will I see you next week?
Sure.
Great, great. We're going 4 weeks from yesterday on a Saturday.
Wow.
I know. Miss Whittaker's pretty cool, isn't he?
Yeah, too bad.
About what?
Well, he's gotta be rich.
What do you mean?
If he's buying us all Waterworld tickets, he's rich.
I guess.
So, if the Bible's true, then he's up a creek.
What?
The verse we just read about camels. Unless he can fit through the eye of a needle, it doesn't look like Mr. Whittaker's going to heaven.
If you're looking for something fun to do, you'll find it at witsend.org. You'll get the latest Odyssey news, scoops, and reviews. Just about everything you need to know about Adventures in Odyssey is on witsend.org. Log on today.
Tamika, do you really think Mr. Whittaker could be rich?
I don't know. But if anybody's going to heaven, it's Mr. Whittaker.
But what about the camel verse? The Bible can't be wrong.
I don't get it either. Maybe Jesus was talking about a really big needle.
or a small camel.
Or maybe Mr. Whitaker isn't really rich.
We need to find out.
Let me handle it.
You can't just ask him if he's rich.
Why not?
That's rude.
It's Mr. Whitaker. We can ask him anything. Just watch. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi, Marvin. Tanika. What can I do for you?
Okay. You've always told us to come to you with questions, right?
Sure.
And you'll answer any question we have, right?
Well, I'll do my best.
Don't do it, Marvin.
Why? Mr. Whitaker, are you rich?
That certainly wasn't the question I was expecting.
I told him not to ask it.
But you just said you'd answer.
Well, I thought you were going to ask for advice or something.
You've always told us any question.
Ignore him, Mr. Whitaker.
How much money do you have?
Marvin.
May I ask why you want to know?
Over 1,000?
Yes, over 1,000, but...
Over 2,000?
Well, it's just... What is this about?
We're looking out for your future.
Oh, well, thank you, but financially I'm fine.
No, we mean your future.
What?
I'm not following.
Well, if you can't answer that question, can you answer another one?
Well, is it as personal as your last one?
Is there such thing as a tiny camel?
What?
Like really small? Like smaller than my pinky? Maybe without humps.
Tiny camels, huh? Marvin, are you feeling all right?
He needs a nap, Mr. Whitaker.
No, I don't. I want an answer to the tiny camel question.
Okay, no. To my knowledge, camels only come in large, with humps. I hope you're okay with that.
I hope you are.
Come on, Marvin.
Ow!
If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to ask Eugene.
Brothers are so embarrassing.
But what if he's not going to heaven? We have to warn him.
He didn't say he was rich.
He's got over $1,000.
$1,000 doesn't make you rich. Dad spent more than that on our last car.
So how are we going to find out?
Let me think. There's got to be another way.
Do you think this is a good color for a treehouse?
I like the red, too.
Oh, yeah, but then people looking at satellite photos might think it's a giant apple. Oh, here, I'll pour some more paint in my tray, please.
Should I paint the door?
Oh, no, the door's going to be purple.
Aren't you worried that the satellite photos will think it's a big grape?
Don't be ridiculous.
Sorry. Hey, did you read this week's Powerboy?
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
Me, too. But I thought Powerboy was a little dumb.
What?
He shouldn't have told the newspaper reporter that his favorite book was The Exhaustive Guide to Chunks.
Yeah, but Powerboy never thought the reporter would actually go to his house.
He shouldn't have taken the chance. All the reporter had to do was go to his house and pull the book off the bookshelf. And bam, look! The bookcase opens and there's the power cave.
Yeah, well, I guess the world had to find out sometime.
Can I use your bathroom?
Oh, sure. Go through the front. It's the first door on your right.
Thanks. Where are you?
Oh, I have an intercom system from the treehouse.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, listen, buddy, I forgot to tell you. When you go into the bathroom, try not to step on the floor. I just put down new tiles.
Then how am I going to go in there?
Oh, I saw the tow line. You can just shimmy across that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Wow, this is a huge bookcase.
Yeah, I read lots.
Oh, I can't believe it. The Exhaustive Guide to Turnips.
What the... Oh, Grady, don't touch that one.
I didn't know this was a real book.
Yeah, it is, but just don't take it off the bookshelf, okay?
I'm gonna look at it.
No!
Whoa.
Oh, hey, you gotta come back here now, Grady.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Look at that. Wow, okay, I got something to see in here. Hurry. Okay, I'm gonna come in, babe. Oh, Grady, could you quickly come back? I accidentally knocked down the ladder. Oh, boy, the secret room is not really that interesting, so why don't you come this time on here?
I can't believe it.
Hi, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. I love stories, and that's why I'm excited about the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie. But did you know you can hear the story before you see the movie? Focus on the Family Radio Theater has dramatized the entire Chronicles of Narnia series from C.S. Lewis. So whether in the car or at home, families can listen to these dramatic stories from the Chronicles of Narnia, produced by Focus on the Family. Complete details are available at InnerNarnia.com.
You dropped Power Boy.
You know, come to think of it, the treehouse could be yellow like a giant lemon.
Don't change the subject. You dropped Power Boy.
What? Why would you say that?
I saw it all. The room where you do Power Boy.
Well, sure, I have a room dedicated to him.
No! There were drawings, pencil sketches, the original version of Sloth Man.
Yeah, well, you see...
It all makes sense now.
Oh, listen, Grady, you can't tell anybody about this, okay?
Why not? This is so cool. You should tell everybody.
No, I don't want everybody to know.
Are you kidding me? You'd be a star.
Yeah, and I don't want that. People would start treating me differently, you know?
Why? Because you're... rich?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't want to take the chance. I like the way they treat me now.
Oh. All right. I won't tell anybody.
Oh, thanks. There, you see, you're already treating me differently. You don't even know what to say to me anymore.
No, I'm fine with it. What do you want to talk about?
Well, will I see you at church this Sunday?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think I like it anymore.
What do you mean?
Nothing. It's not important. I gotta go.
Well, Grady, wait!
Who are you calling?
Universal Press Encyclopedias.
Who?
Mr. Whitaker owns it or something. If I can find out how big it is or how much money they make, then maybe I can figure out if he's rich.
Ooh, let me get on the other phone.
Just don't say anything.
You won't even know I'm there.
No.
Universal Press, may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if I could talk to the president of your company, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Tamika Washington. I just had a question about this company.
What kind of question?
I need some information.
Don't tell me. You want to know the world's fastest land animal?
No.
I get that question all the time.
Why?
Because we're an encyclopedia company. People seem to think I'm supposed to answer questions like that. But I always end up having to direct them back to the encyclopedias.
What is the fastest land animal?
Marvin!
The cheetah. Volume 6, page 193.
The cheetah.
Does John Whitaker own your company?
He's the chairman of the board.
How much does he get paid for that?
I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to answer a question like that.
Well, does he make money every time somebody buys an encyclopedia?
I'm sorry, I cannot answer that.
What's the biggest animal?
Ugh.
The blue whale, volume 31, page 47.
How many employees work there?
Over 300.
Wow. Is Mr. Whitaker paid more than all of them?
I simply cannot...
But he has to be. He's the head of the company.
Who was the starting first baseman with a 75 rates?
Tony Perez, volume 22, page 109.
That's amazing.
How much do you get paid?
Not nearly enough.
She hung up.
Man, I was going to ask her if tomatoes are fruit or vegetable.
Marvin, I think Mr. Whitaker is rich. We have to do something to help him.
All aboard the Wooten Church Express. Destination?
Heaven. Well, eventually.
Oh, hey, Grady. I didn't think you'd be here.
Would you mind dropping me off at the store?
What?
I'm not going to church today, but my mom wants me out of the house. So will you drop me off or not?
Well, no, I can't. This bus is going to church.
But I'm not going to church.
I thought you said you liked church better than Swiss cheese and almost as much as peanut butter.
I don't anymore.
Why? What happened?
It's all just a big joke. Will you drop me off or not?
Well, I can't.
Get out of here.
Wait, Grady. Oh, excuse me, everyone. I have to run after Grady. If you would all just stay in your seats. Oh, and don't touch any of these knobs and buttons up here. But if the emergency brake should fail, then depress the brake pedal on the floor while simultaneously depressing the clutch and engage the manual gear shift by... Oh, boy, never mind. Okay, everybody off the bus while I go run after me.
Church.
I'm not worried about that. Boy, you're a fast walker. Let me catch my breath. Now, why don't you want to come?
I told you, I'm not going to church. tell a bunch of baloney.
What makes you say that?
I mean, come on. How much of the Bible do you really believe?
Well, all of it.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Every last word.
That's crazy.
I don't think so.
The Bible makes no sense at all. I can't believe you even read that stuff.
Grady, the Bible is God's word. God's never wrong, and once you understand it, it makes lots of sense.
How rich are you?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look under my mattress.
It says on the cover that Powerboy has over 150,000 readers. You gotta be making a fortune off of it.
Oh, actually, I have a special deal. I get paid mostly in gum.
Do you make money every time an issue sells?
Oh, yeah, but...
How about for the Powerboy action figures?
Oh, well, I...
You do! You're rich!
What does that have to do with church?
Nothing. Except it means that the Bible is baloney, and I'm not going to waste my time reading it.
But, Grady!
Okay, let me do the talking.
How do you always get to do the talking, Tamika?
This is a sensitive subject. Mr. Whitaker is obviously rich, and so he's not going to heaven. Someone sensitive needs to tell him.
I'm sensitive.
Marvin, this morning you told Mom that the wrinkles on her face reminded you of our trip to the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon is beautiful.
Oh, hey, Grady. Is Mr. Whitaker here?
He's in the back.
I didn't see you at church yesterday.
That's because I wasn't there.
Oh, hi, Tamika. Marvin.
Hi. Can we talk to you about something?
Sure.
It's kind of a sensitive issue.
All right.
Mr. Whitaker, how much do you love Mammon?
If you mean how much do I love money, well, I don't love it at all. It's just a thing.
Are you sure about that?
Listen, Tamika, I think I know what this is all about. I thought about our last odd conversation, and I have a question for you. Do you really think that rich people can't go to heaven?
That's what the Bible says.
Matthew 19:24.
Oh, you were reading ahead in Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. You know, I read an article in the newspaper this morning that I thought you might find interesting. Here, I was hoping you'd come in so I could share it with you.
What's the article about?
Polar bears. Marvin, without looking at the rest of the story, could you read this sentence out loud, please?
Okay. It says... After a long and arduous journey, the polar bears finally arrive safely in Egypt, where they will make their new home.
Okay, now stop. Tamika, what do you think that means?
It means that polar bears will be living in Egypt.
Huh? Wait, that doesn't make sense. Polar bears stay in the cold.
Well, then why should they be in Egypt?
I don't know. To see the pyramids?
Or maybe they got lost.
Or maybe neither of those reasons. Now, as you read the rest of the story... You'll find out that a new zoo has been built in Egypt, and they created a temperature-controlled Arctic room where the polar bears could be comfortable.
What's that got to do with rich people in heaven?
Well, what did you just learn about reading this article?
That if you just read one sentence, it could be confusing?
That's right, which is exactly what you did with the Bible, Tamika.
I did.
Look, here's a Bible. Marvin... Why don't you read the verses that come before and after Matthew 19:24, right there.
Okay. Truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter heaven.
Hey, so it just says hard, not impossible.
Verse 25, the disciples asked, then who can be saved? And Jesus said that with God, all things are possible.
So rich men can go to heaven after all.
With God's help. And without it. It's like a camel trying to get through the eye of a needle.
Now that makes more sense.
If they put God first before their riches, then they can go to heaven. It's very important to read things in context.
I think I understand now, Mr. Whitaker.
So maybe the Bible isn't so crazy after all.
Yeah, we thought you were a goner, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, next time you don't understand something, please ask me.
Or maybe we can ask the lady at Universal Press. She knows everything.
Grady?
You changed the color.
Yeah, along with my mind. Hey, I could sure use your help painting.
You got another brush?
Sure, over there. You know, I thought you were mad at me.
I wasn't mad at you, just the Bible.
Wow, why?
I thought the Bible was saying you weren't going to heaven.
Really?
And I couldn't believe that, because you're the nicest person I've ever known.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm not going to heaven because I'm nice, though. It's because I have Jesus in my heart.
Yeah, I've heard the preacher talk about that stuff.
I'm glad you were listening.
I'm just glad you're going to be okay.
Oh, thanks, pal.
So, Mr. Whitaker taught us about looking closer at the Bible.
Oh, yeah?
And it helped me with reading Power Boy.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, now that I know who raised him, I can figure out what'll happen next.
How?
At the end of the last issue, Power Boy is trying to get away from the giant mosquito man, Ray.
Right.
Now I know that he's going to get out by climbing a tree and making owl noises.
Oh, man, my favorite hide-and-seek trick is close. Get down to the mailman.
Matthew 23, verse 27 says, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanliness." What? That verse doesn't make much sense until you know that Jesus was scolding the Pharisees for being hypocritical. When you read the Bible, it's never good to meditate on a verse without reading the verses around it. It would be the same as walking in on the middle of a conversation or starting a movie halfway in. You wouldn't understand anything you needed to understand and could very easily become confused or misled. To truly understand God's Word and learn more about who God is, we should take the time to read it carefully, verse by verse, getting the whole story instead of just part of it. When we do, we can learn and grow in our faith and become the people God wants us to be. So, what did you think of today's show? Why don't you write and tell me about it? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The Poor Rich Guy. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Poor Rich Guy was written by Tori Martin and directed by Marshall Younger. Sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Jess Harnell, Jordan Orr, Kendra Berry, Courtney Brown, and Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers are Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Hi, this is Chris.
And this is Harlow.
We always love hearing what you think of our show.
Yep.
In fact, sometimes we might just walk up to you and ask.
So, what do you think of the show?
Well, we have really enjoyed Odyssey for many years. Oftentimes we will spend family nights sitting around just listening to Odysseys and working a puzzle or whatever.
It's part of our ritual Saturday mornings. We make pancakes and we listen to Odyssey and we laugh about the stories.
I started to listen to Odyssey when I was 4.
I've been listening to Odyssey for 7 years. I started listening when I was 8. I've been listening until I am now 15.
My 19-year-old loves Odyssey. I grew up on Odyssey, and my family took a lot of trips, and we would listen to the tapes all the way, and that was probably one of the highlights of the trips.
We have 5 boys. Ever since the oldest, who is now 19 in college, has been little, we've traveled with Odyssey, and it's always been, instead of how many more miles, Mom, it's how many more Odyssey tapes, Mom or Dad, till we get there.
Love to have 2 or 3 Odysseys in the car all the time.
Well, as a parent, it makes me feel that I can use any moment in the car as the time to teach my children.
You know, sometimes I've actually referred back to an Odyssey episode and I said, well, what did Witt say about that? Or how was the situation handled? And do you think it was a good way to handle it? So it has kind of promoted some discussion along those lines.
Underground Railroad. Many interesting discussions out of that one. And just what was the whole Civil War about? Was it really slavery? Was it states' rights? How did this affect the individual families? How would we react if we were in their shoes at that time? So many of those types of discussions have been generated.
I listen to Odyssey every night when I go to sleep.
We listen to Adventures in Odyssey because my daughter has trouble going to sleep at night, and she enjoys listening to the stories, and it helps settle her down and gives her something to concentrate on.
Oh, there's this one tape, and I used to be afraid, and I wake up in the middle of the night and go to my mom and dad's room, and then it taught me about not being afraid, and that's why I like it.
Well, my family's used Odyssey tapes and CDs so much the kids can quote them back to me.
I really like Odyssey, and I've memorized lots of the shows.
And they're learning, even though they may not realize they're learning, great moral lessons and things that they can apply in their everyday life.
Best radio drama ever made.
We love Odyssey!
We appreciate your comments. Keep those cards and letters coming in.